Despite the intense diplomatic efforts to halt the conflict, there is no sign of a let-up in the violence in the West Bank and Gaza. NPR's Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem reports Israeli forces staged another incursion into Palestinian-ruled territory early today.
In the pre-dawn darkness, Israeli tanks and bulldozers charged into a Palestinian refugee camp in the Gaza Strip, tearing down 20 houses and sparking a four-hour gun battle that left a Palestinian teenager dead and 14 others, including three children, injured. The tanks and bulldozers then withdrew. Israel charged the houses demolished today were used as cover by Palestinian gunmen who fired at Israeli soldiers and civilians and planted roadside bombs. An Israeli army spokesman called it a pinpoint defensive action. Last month, Israeli troops withdrew after a similar incursion in Gaza when Secretary Powell called the action excessive and disproportionate. But Israeli Cabinet Minister Danny Nave says Israel will continue to go into Palestinian-controlled territory.
We did it yesterday. We are going to continue doing it as much as we will have to do. First of all, based on our right of self-defense, based on international law rules that allow every country to exercise its right for self-defense if it's needed. And this is exactly the case that we are facing these days in Israel.
Palestinian spokesman said the Israeli action was a planned aggression that could threaten regional stability. Media advisor Mohammed Wahidi says the houses were full of sleeping civilians when the Israeli tanks and bulldozers invaded.
It's not a base for fighters or guerrillas or whatever you call them. They are just attacking in order to teach Palestinians a lesson that we are not going to leave you alone unless you will say yes to all of our instructions and proposals.
Wahidi said the Palestinians are frustrated and angry and no longer believe peace with Israel is possible. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon said again today that his government will not resume peace talks with the Palestinians until the violence ends. He also rejected Arab demands for a freeze on settlement building in the occupied territories. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.